wake up with you next to me.
Kid Tone wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
I want to talk about something, again, that's rather hard for me to talk about, to be honest. It's definitely not easy for anybody to talk about. Maybe it's not even hard for you to listen to. So, again, just bear with me if you don't mind, because I think it's quite important. No parent ever... You're dropping your kids at school now, right? There's a percentage of parents that have had to bury children, okay? And even that line alone, for many people, will cause you to stop in your tracks, listen maybe a little bit more intently to what I'm going to say. But also, it gives a feeling, almost like a trigger reaction. Mm. For me, it is, definitely. It's triggering to hear that, because I feel, whoa, when you talk about burying children, I'm like, whoa, no.
Yeah.
My kids are beautiful, they're lovely, they're healthy, they're good, they're all those things, which every other parent feels at this stage, unless they're not well. And you think, these are subjects that are very hard to discuss. In general.
Definitely.
If you've got a friend that's lost a child, if you've got maybe it's you that's lost, understand that a lot of people don't know how to talk to you.
Mm.
It's not that we don't want to talk to you. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to be here, and we are here for you.
Yeah.
But it's very, very hard to begin a conversation, because you don't know where.
Yes.
You don't know at what point do you feel you've got something of value to add to somebody, because you don't understand what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even for a second begin to think that we do. Okay, I saw this story a while back, and then I got contacted by a friend of the family, this youngster who was cycling in Sea Point, incredible talent, called Caleb de Kock. Caleb was cycling in Sea Point, promising cyclist from the Phoenix Cycling Club. And now, for those of you who've cycled Sea Point, I have. I've done it many, many times, 20 times in the cycle tour, but the cycle tour is different because roads are closed. Mm. You've got the whole lane. When you cycling on Sea Point main road, any main road, and there's an allocation for cars to be parked, it's a very dangerous thing. Car doors open up, they open up randomly. People in motor cars don't often see cyclists in their rearview mirror when they're opening the car.
Mm.
It's a very hard thing to look out for when you're opening a car door. We know, we've all got our driver's license. Open the car door, you can't sometimes judge. It's really... It's a tough thing to be able to judge, and your heart really does feel when an incident like this happens, and you know for a fact that clearly it's a tough place to have to open a door. So you feel for the driver of the vehicle opening up a car door, but opening up a car door and a cyclist, this 17-year-old cyclist going into it head first. Unfortunately, Caleb passed due to his tragic injuries. When I read the story, I've just felt heartbroken as a cyclist, as somebody who loves cycling, and then hearing a bit about the family story, and then why the family contacted me, I will explain to you in the next half hour, and then I'm going to try my best to chat to the mom, Anthea, who, as the matriarch of the family, is with the family going through the worst time on earth. It's only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Again, this is something that is out of my comfort zone, because I am used to wanting to have fun with you in the morning. Joking comes easily to me because I love to have a good laugh myself. But this is something that I think we should be respectful to and respectful for, and show in the Great Western Cape way that we do our love and support for this family.